I'm Sean.
And I'm Mike, and you're listening to
Sean and Mike Take a Hike.
Welcome to another episode of Sean and Mike Take a Hike. What are we talking about today, Mike?
Thought today we would talk about some gear repairs while out in the backcountry on the trail. As we all know, life doesn't happen perfectly. So sometimes you need to, make some repairs or damage control.
I could have used this episode before our last hiking trip because I had some gear malfunctions and kind of had to muddle my way through.
If the listener hasn't noticed,
how do I fix this?
If the listener hasn't noticed, our most recent episodes are coming from things that have recently happened.
Right, exactly. Yes. So, timely, relevant, good topic. So, this is your topic, I guess. Where do you want to start? Like you said, I mean, obviously gear malfunctions out on the trail. You have stuff that breaks. You have stuff that don't work exactly right.
Yeah. We can just start with listing some of the stuff that we take, and then maybe we can list some things that we don't take, but maybe our research has led us to think maybe we should in the future, maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
One thing.
So, I mean, let me just tell you, the overall arching theme of all of the research that I did, when in doubt, use duct tape.
That is fair. I mean, sadly, that's the topic I was going to say. We mentioned in a previous episode, you know, like our bug controls and things like that. We take a roll of duct tape, a small roll. Mind you, it's not like a giant 50 yarder or whatever, but maybe a 25 or 15 foot roll. But it's a duct tape brand. My wife bought us Flamingos and high heels or some shit.
It works. It still works.
Sticky. So, but we use it for, you know, we wrap it around backwards, like in our bug thing, you know, to keep ticks off of us or to catch ticks crawling up our legs, things of that nature. But yep. I've used it for fire starter. It can be used for that in a pinch. But as far as a repair tool, it is pretty universal. I mean, in regular life too, if duct tape can't fix it, then we're screwed, right?
Yeah, I know. Right. Exactly.
So you used some duct tape this past trip, with your tent pole.
Yeah. So that's like, realistically, so there's like your common things that are going to break while you're out there. Right. I mean, like anything you take out there could break, but your common things are, you know, your tent pole is going to break. You're going to get a rip or a tear in your pack or in your tent.
Your boot or shoe might start separating from your sole.
Yeah, that's going to have a problem. You're going to have problems with your water bladder. Yep. You and I talked about, you know, we've upgraded water bladders because our water bladder problems. You know, so there's like common things that are probably going to break, right? Well, so this last trip we were on, I had one of those. Actually, I had two common things break on this last one, but like the main one, or the one that like really caused me to be concerned, was I had a tent pole break,
and it was broke. It wasn't.
Oh yeah, like broke. Yeah, like broken half broke. Like not not just like cracked, but like broke. And I'll be honest, we were only like on day two out of a 4-day trip, and I got a little bit nervous when it happened. Well, we're going to have to try to MacGyver something. Luckily, you remembered that we have duct tape. And it's like, okay, well, duct tape fixes darn near everything. Right. Well, the way that my pole was broke, I'm not entirely sure duct tape alone,
I don't think it would have
fixed it. Like, I think there are some ways that your pole can break, or even if it's just cracked, right? Like, if your pole is just cracked and, like, about to break but hasn't broke yet, wrap some duct tape around it, you'd probably be good to go.
Right.
Well, the way mine broke, we've got those, like, shock-corded poles, right?
Yeah.
Mine broke, like, right where two of those pieces come together, and, like, an entire chunk broke out of it. So it wasn't even, like, you know, there was not fixing it all on its own. So what we did is I took one of my tent stakes. I like sacrificed one of those.
No.
Well, yes and no.
Yes. Okay.
I mean, that was the original plan.
Okay.
Then we wound up finding one on the next site that we went to that somebody had left behind. So like realistically, I wound up doing that. But the plan was
okay.
To sacrifice one of my tent poles.
You're not always going to find a spare random tent pole out in the woods.
You're not always going to find one. Well, and we've talked about before, like we take some backup stuff, right? Or like there's a couple of things like some of our water filtration stuff we'll take a backup on. I'm not taking a backup tent pole.
No, but you know they weigh pretty much nothing. They're just aluminum little poles. Wouldn't be the worst idea, but.
I mean, it wouldn't be the worst idea, especially since you and I both have the same tent currently.
Right.
Like realistically, if one of us took a backup.
Yeah.
Well, then we're both covered.
Right.
But that's not always going to be the case either. Like we both talked about wanting to upgrade our tent. So chances are when we upgrade, they're not going to be the same. But anyway, back to my tent pole.
Sorry.
So the thing broke. And I was planning on, I'm going to take some of that duct tape that we have, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to make like a, I don't know if you call that a splint,
or if you call it a
brace, or whatever you want to call it. So I'm like, I'm going to take this tent stake and then duct tape that to like reinforce where that broken part was. Worked like a charm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I was actually impressive how well it worked.
I was actually shocked at how well it worked. Wound up being super good, worked just fine. Now, by the time you got the rain fly on, you would never even have known that there was an issue. Like, I mean, it worked perfectly.
Yep.
Now, the only problem with that is then, okay, that day, you know, that next morning when you're packing up, well, now you got to take that duct tape off. You got to take that tent stake out of there so that you can fold everything back up and put it in the bag. Luckily, that was like the last night. So we had that night and then we were hiking out the next morning. So,
right.
If I had to do that for multiple nights, I mean, yeah, okay, you can redo it. Not that big of a deal. But like, how much duct tape do you have? How much are you using?
Right.
You know, well, there's that whole thing that you got to start thinking about.
And it's a Band-Aid fix. It's not a true fix. So is that actually not causing, but are you damaging the pole more? Like as it goes, is it cracking even further and all that?
Well, so realistically, probably. Right. I mean, it was probably making it even worse in the long run, but it was fixed enough where we didn't have to like bail on the whole trip. Like we could get by until we were done.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, I think that's like realistically for any of these things that we talk about, if you're doing like out on the trail repairs or patches, it's all temporary.
Oh yeah, like, for sure.
I wouldn't think that you're taking anything out there to like permanently fix your stuff.
Taking up some needle and thread and stitching up your pack and.
Well, okay. Now, so I mean, maybe jumping the gun, but maybe not. Well, that's an option too, though. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think it's a terrible idea.
Take a mini sewing kit.
Like a super mini, you know, like a super travel size one. I'm not taking a sewing machine and all that shit out there, but I don't think it's a terrible idea to take a needle and thread out there just in case. I don't know. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, that was in my research is we haven't taken that, but our packs aren't getting any younger. And mm-hmm. I actually had to send my pack in for repair after this last trip because when I was packing it for the trip, my cinch at the top snapped so it wouldn't stay cinched up. I had to fashion a knot that was easy enough to untie when we got to camp so all my stuff would stay put and it was all compressed in there. So not the worst idea to have some kind of a little clip or something like that for that too. But like I said, our packs aren't getting any younger and mine is starting to show some signs of wear. I don't think it's to the point of replacing or anything like that, but it's 4 years old now.
Yeah. So it'll be our fifth season the next time we use it. So yeah.
So it's been through the woods and on the ground and drug. And
well, that's the thing. I mean, in my head, I'm like, man, 4 years, your pack should last longer than that for as expensive as they are. And realistically they should. And like, I'm looking at mine right now, it's dirty and it's weathered, but it's in pretty good shape. Yeah. But I will also say I'm not super nice to it when we're out on the trail.
Right.
Like, I'm not careful not to brush up against stuff, or I'm not careful with how I'm taking it on and off. Like, when I want it off, I want it fucking off, you know?
Right.
It's coming off. So I'm like taking it off and dropping it. I could be nicer to it than I am, but I'm not.
Right.
But well, because of that, you get this wear and tear like you're talking about.
Yeah. Realistically, I mean, you're out in the backcountry, you're huffing and puffing, you're stepping over roots, you're ducking under trees that are like leaning and all that stuff. You're going to rub on things.
You're maybe falling and falling onto the pack.
Yeah. That may or may not have happened.
May or may not have. Yeah.
So,
but I mean, so all of that to say, like, you're right, we don't take needle and thread. I came across that as one of the things to put, like, I don't want to say in your first aid kit, but like, we've got room in our first aid kit, right? I could throw a small spool of thread and a couple of needles in there.
Yeah.
I don't think it would hurt to have.
No, it absolutely wouldn't. That is a, when I came across that, I was thinking about it too, and I'm just like, well, you know, if for any reason, you know, your pants rip or your coat or anything that's helping you stay comfortable or clothed in the backcountry, or even your pack, if that's got a hole in it, things are potentially going to fall out or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's an easy fix. You get to camp and you just sit. You got nothing but time when you're at camp. Just sit and take a few nips of your whiskey and try not to stab yourself with a needle.
Well, and the other thing, like, if your pack or, let's say, even your tent or your pants or something, you know, depending on how bad the rip is, even if you don't have a needle and thread, if you've got some of that duct tape, I mean...
Well, right.
I hate to keep, you know, praising duct tape, but, like, it really does fix everything, you know? If you just got a little rip in your tent fabric or something, you got some duct tape, you know, patch it up the best you
can. You know, well,
I mean, keep the bugs out, keep the weather out.
To that point, too, most tents and rain gear, things of that nature, they usually come with repair patches, too, that are adhesive or easily enough if you have duct tape or if you take a little bit of glue or anything like that. It's easy enough to just, if you can find where it's leaking or where it's ripped, just put that little piece of fabric patch over it.
For sure. I mean, a lot of stuff does come with, like, you know, repair stuff. They know that you're going to kind of be abusing this stuff, let's be honest.
Right.
You know, so, like, even my tent stake, according to the manufacturer, when I bought that, they sent me a little tent stake repair cuff that theoretically would have fixed this. I am certain that I threw it away because I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I don't have that in my pack anymore either. I think I probably was just like, oh, that's just a spare piece of plastic.
Had no idea what it was. I am certain that I threw it away. Yeah. The manufacturer says that they sent it to me. I am certain that they did. Right. I'm sure I just didn't know what it was. But that's an option. And even if you don't have one from your manufacturer, you can buy those little cuffs. You can buy
aftermarket.
And again, they're made out of aluminum or whatever they're made out of. They don't weigh nothing.
Yep.
It probably wouldn't hurt to have a couple of those in your pack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and unless you know that they exist, I didn't know they existed until I, you know, started looking into, like, how do I fix this tent pole?
Well, and that's another thing, too, is that I had the same issue. Mine wasn't as bad as yours. Mine was cracked, but it still functioned without duct tape or splint. But when I got home from the trip that mine broke on, I contacted the manufacturer, and I had the my order from whatever website I got it from. But I had the order number and the date that I purchased it and all that. And they just, they looked it up and they're like, yep, I think I paid $3 shipping and they sent me a whole new pole. So, I mean, contact your manufacturer. Most of them have some kind of a warranty on their equipment, and it's backcountry equipment. They know it's being abused, but as long as you're not reefing on the damn thing and like blatantly trying to break this thing, they are they're most likely just going to send you a new one, no questions asked, and you can just toss the old one away. Like, they didn't even ask me to return the old one.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, what do they want it for, realistically? Right. But, you know, I guess in conjunction with that, I mean, since we're back kind of on the tent poles type thing, too, like, so I was talking about I use a tent stake to fix mine with duct tape. Realistically, if I didn't have that or didn't want to sacrifice one of my tent stakes, I mean, chances are you can find a sturdy stick.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, use what's around you, too. Like, you don't necessarily always have to carry a bunch of extra stuff. Like, if you're crafty enough and can think of, all right, what can I use that's out here already to try to repair this, whether it's your, you know, tent stake or not tent stake, but tent pole, or, you know, like any of your stuff, like, can you figure out a way to rig this up with something that's out in nature? Like, so let's say you lost your tent stakes or your tent poles or something, or not your poles, but like your tent stakes. Can you use a rock to hold down the corner of your tent?
Right.
Can you, well, you know, like,
yeah. I've seen a lot of people fashion stakes out of sticks and, like, and
you
use
did that on the one night.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't remember why you did that, but, because we were holding the tarp down. We were trying to hold the tarp down too.
Yep.
So we used some sticks that were out there and kind of made some tent stakes out of sticks to hold corners of the tents down. We could use it either way, but that's how we ended up doing it. But yeah, so you can use some of that stuff that's out there already to try to figure out how to repair some of your stuff too. I mean, I guess that's worth pointing out.
Yeah, nature provides.
Yeah.
So
then the other thing of mine that broke, because we mentioned I had two things that broke. So that broke, and then we mentioned in, I think it was our gear update episode, that my water bladder broke.
Yep.
Now, your water bladder is one of those things, if you take a water bladder, but it has a lot of different parts that can break on it.
Oh, yeah, right? Absolutely.
Like, you could get a crack in your tubing. You could, you know, the part of mine that broke was the little mechanism that hooks into the backpack to, like, hold your water bladder upright so that, you know, gravity and all that sort of stuff can work the way it's supposed to. So that little hook broke on mine. And it was like, well, I can't just have this laying in the bottom of my pack because then everything is crushing it and you can't suck the water out of it.
Right.
We took more or less zip ties.
Yeah.
I'm going to call, I know they're not actually zip ties, but more or less they're a zip tie.
They're reusable zip ties.
Yeah. Yeah. So Mike takes those in his pack. So he was kind enough to let me use a couple of them to rig up a system to get my water bladder back working again.
Yep.
But that's what, like, they're for. You know, you might get a puncture in your water bladder. Can you use duct tape or, you know, something like that to fix it? There is this other stuff. I mean, we're singing the praises of duct tape, but did you read about this stuff called tenacious tape?
I have that term. I didn't actually look it up, but I have that in my research as far as what a tenacious tape is, especially durable for fabric repairs like tents and sleeping bags.
So this is the best I can understand it. I have not actually touched this stuff, but when that was kept coming up on some of these different websites as like a viable option for repairing your stuff, to me, what it seems to be is basically like, think of duct tape, but duct tape specifically made for the outdoors.
Okay.
So it's more like, it's more waterproof. It's more flexible. Like, you know how duct tape is kind of sturdy? Like, it's a sturdy tape.
And it doesn't want to flex
like
all that
seems
well.
This seems to be, like, a more flexible, more waterproof. I've actually read that the adhesive is a little bit better than duct tape, even.
Okay.
So it's, like, it's more rugged. Like, it's going to take a little bit more of that abuse to fix your tent or to fix your jacket or to fix your backpack. Or, you know, it's going to stand up to the more of that.
That might be nice to use, like, if you do get a rip in your jeans or in your pants or anything like that. Yeah.
Or in your rain fly or in your whatever. Like, it seemed like it is really a outdoors repair tape.
Okay.
It's specifically made to hold up to, like, your wet conditions. Or, I mean, I've read in some spots that it's waterproof, and then in some spots it's water resistant. So, I mean, it's got some water repellent type properties to it. Not supposed to crack like duct tape. You know, like duct tape, when you get it exposed to the sun, it gets kind of brittle or whatever. Yep. It's supposed to be better for that. So we might actually want to look into having some of that instead of just the duct tape.
Duct tape for the bugs and tenacious for the fix.
Here's the other tip that I will give people with, I'm just going to say tape in general, right? Like, we all know the way that duct tape comes on, like, that big roll.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to keep it on that big roll. You can wrap it around a lighter. You can wrap it around something smaller. You don't got to keep it on that big roll.
True.
so it doesn't have to take up that much space like it does on that big roll.
I happen to have another insect repellent that fits right in the middle of that roll, so it tends to work out just fine, but yeah.
Well, for sure. And we've, you know, we've said before, our packs are fairly large. I mean, we have yet to fill our packs all the way up, right? Where it just won't hold anything else. But if you've got a smaller pack or you're on a longer trip and your pack is really full, like, you don't got to keep it on that big fat roll.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Wrap it around something smaller.
It's kind of reusable if you're just sticking it back to itself.
It back to itself. Exactly. I mean, that's all it is when it's on the roll. So, you know, that's something to think about too. Like, if you're worried about taking up the space with a big roll or something, you can wrap it on something smaller.
True. Yeah. Something I didn't even think of. Good point.
Yeah.
So, we mentioned the zip ties. We, like you said, you have used those. I've used them a little bit as far as just holding other things taut. Like if, like on one of my, cinch sacks, the little cord didn't want to pull tight enough for what I had in it. So I just took one of those reusable zip ties and cinched it down even more. It worked great for that. So not a repair, but they're little hacks to make things a little bit more fit better in your pack.
I mean, I really think zip ties are one of like the wonders of the world.
Yeah.
Not entirely sure how they work. They're super strong. They're handy for bunches of things. I don't think there's any hurt in having a couple of zip ties thrown in your
pack. And I prefer the reusables just because you don't have to cut them and toss them at the end. It's just a reusable thing that I don't have to keep buying more and more of. So
yeah, for sure.
Yep.
The other thing, I mean, speaking of like universal purpose things, and I'm going to ask you to talk about this because you are the one that carries this in your pack and you use it a lot more than me, but like paracord is multi-use too, right?
Oh, paracord is for sure multi-use. I use that. We use that for our clothesline, for when we get to camp, need to dry something out. Usually it's my pants and my underwear, things like that. Get to let things dry from the sweat from the day of hiking. Or if you get caught in the rain like we did this last time. So we primarily have used it for that. We've used it for hanging bear bags. You know, it's pretty universal for that, but you can use it as a repair for any kind of straps or cordage that breaks on your pack. You can use it if your rain, the guidelines type of a, if that's the right term for your tent, to keep that taut, to keep the rain off. If those happen to snap or break, you can tie a knot to extend that again, and make it work. So paracord is definitely a strong cord that's very lightweight and very versatile that can be used for a multitude of things. So a couple of
the other things that I came across that really you could use paracord for. And, you know, I don't know how much anybody's going to use some of these, but, like, one of the things that it said is, we've talked about boots quite a bit, right?
Yeah.
Like, your boots kind of get a lot of wear and tear. Like, if you happen to have, like, a failure of your boot where, like, the sole is starting to separate from the actual boot or something while you're out on the trail, you can use that paracord to wrap around your boot and hold it together.
Yeah.
I mean, is it great for long term? No, but, like, to get it so you can still walk on it?
It's better than duct tape because, like you were saying, the duct tape, as you get going with it and everything, because my research said use duct tape for your boots to wrap around your boots to keep the sole connected. If you're walking in the mud, you're walking around, all that kind of stuff, it's either going to start loosening up, it's going to get brittle, it's going to move or shift with, you know, kick, scuffing it on the dirt, things of that nature. The paracord or maybe use both, maybe wrap the paracord and then wrap the duct tape around it to keep it in place. I don't know. I kind of like the idea of the paracord on that a little bit better. Can also be used if your shoelace or your bootlace snags or gets cut or anything like that. You can just relace your boots with paracord. So
yeah. The other thing that I was reading, and you know, I'm hesitant to even bring this up because you know my love-hate relationship with trekking poles. But like, if your trekking pole grips start disintegrating and falling apart while you're out there, because like, I mean, realistically, you know, if you got those cork ones or whatever, enough wear and tear, they're going to start separating.
Right.
Or even the nylon ones or whatever. But like, you could even use paracord to make a new grip for your trekking
poles. Yeah, just wrap it and... Yep.
Just wrap it and kind of braid it or whatever around there and make a new grip. Again, are you going to use it for the next 20 years that way? Probably not. You're probably going to want to replace it when you get, you know, back to civilization. But to finish out your trip, would it work good enough? It certainly would.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, like, I guess we probably should have mentioned this at the top of the episode, but none of these are going to be permanent fixes for your gear. It's just to
right.
It's just to make it so you don't have to pack everything up and head right back to the truck. You can
right.
You can continue your trip, use your gear with the minor repairs, get back to civilization when you planned on it, and then send your gear in for repair or go buy new.
Yeah, exactly. You know, some other things that you guys might run into, you might get holes in your sleeping bag or something like that. Mm-hmm. Me personally, that's listed as like one of the most common things that you'll have is like a rip in your sleeping bag for like things that break out on the trail. I don't know as though a rip in my sleeping bag is going to ruin my time. Again, no. You could use tenacious tape or duct tape. If you got yep. that needle and thread, you could use the needle and thread if you want to. I mean, or just use it as a blanket. I don't know. I mean, if you right. well, really think like yeah. a whole.
Well, you and I have both mentioned that we've kind of given up on our sleeping bags and we both went to just blankets anyway. So,
yeah, right. Exactly. What else? What do we got? So then the other things, I mean, I guess like, I don't know if this falls under braking, but like if you have things that require batteries, I would suggest you take like a couple of backup batteries. So like you got a headlamp or you got a flashlight or yeah. you've got a GPS, you know, thing or whatever. Even if it don't break, but if the battery dies, like, I don't think it would hurt to have a couple extra batteries.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we try to do as much rechargeable things as we can, in that manner. Yeah. And we take backup battery packs for that. None of which is lightweight. So if it is something that where it takes a couple double A's or triple A's, I mean, those are lighter than the battery packs that we take realistically. So, yeah. But yeah, we tend to take the battery backups or the battery packs to recharge everything while we're out on the trail. But yeah, if you need to take extra batteries for sure.
Now another common thing to break, and we've kind of talked about this before, your camp stove, right? So we take a camp stove.
Yeah.
That is a common thing to break while you're out there. Like, even as nice of, you know, we've got a fairly nice one. Or, you know, mm-hmm. you even get like a solo, well, solo stove or jet boil is the
jet
word.
Jet boil, yeah.
You get like a jet boil. Like, those are nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, it is going to break while you're out there.
Yep.
So, I don't think it would hurt if I were I am a new hiker.
Mm-hmm.
Take some matches or take yep. a lighter or take something like, okay, if you're out there and you absolutely can't use your camp stove, can you at least start a fire?
Right.
You know, can you do something to be able to cook on or,
yeah.
you know, hopefully you're not just relying on boiling water for your drinking water, but you know, take an alternative. Just know that a camp stove breaking is a good possibility. Like, it yeah. is one of the common things to break.
Well, and matches and lighter, not just for that, but if, like, any of your nylon straps on your backpack start to fray or anything, you can singe them up with that yeah. fire to keep that fray from spreading. So,
yeah.
So that's another repair option, too. We always take a light. I mean, I take a couple cigars. You take whatever. And,
yeah.
And, you know, so we usually have a couple of different, I've got butane lighters and we've got regular lighters. I actually do have a couple of things, waterproof matches. So it's, we've got fire capabilities out on the trail.
Right. Which is on purpose. I mean, let's be honest, like part of it is like, A, it's for just because we want to have a little bit of fun while we're out there. But right. like part of it is because we have actually talked about, okay, let's pretend we took a camp stove and the only thing we took was one lighter. Well, what if you lose that lighter? What if it gets wet? What
right.
if it runs out of fuel? You know, like,
or the sparker breaks or whatever. Yeah.
Or the sparker break or whatever. You
multitude
know, like,
I mean,
lots of options. So have more than one. I mean, if you're going to take just lighters, maybe take at least two lighters, you know, or something
right.
like that.
Take a backup.
Now, and so this, so along with that, not necessarily related to things breaking, but just because we're kind of on the topic of a camp stove breaking. They do make dehydrated meals where you can do a cold soak with them.
Mm.
Me personally, I don't think they're as tasty, likely. I mean, I can't say as though I've ever actually
right.
had them, but like there's some noodle things you can get that you only need cold water for. Or there's like oats that you can soak in cold water to make a meal. Mm-hmm.
I do oats overnight for my weekly breakfast, my weekday breakfast, and
I don't want to tell anybody to take a bunch of heavy stuff that, or a bunch of extra bulky stuff that they're never going to use. I don't know if it'd be a terrible idea to take one meal at least.
It's not a bad idea.
To sustain you, you know.
I mean, I prefer my oats overnight with milk. Well, I use like almond milk or oat milk, but people do use them with water, and they say they're good. They're not as good as with milk, apparently. But I mean, people make oatmeal, regular oatmeal, with water, so why not? Yeah. So I don't know. It might be a good thing, and I might actually start taking one of those in case I'm starving in the morning. We don't want to make a fire.
Yeah.
Something like that. So, I mean, it's not the worst idea.
I don't think one meal of it would be bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, just in case for emergency use or, you know, I don't think it's terrible.
No, nope.
it's not a
bad idea.
You know,
I don't want
tell somebody to take like a week's worth of food, but.
Right. Don't do what we did our first trip.
Right. And then I guess in conjunction with all this too, like it's all well, fine and good to have some of the stuff to repair your stuff, but I don't think there's any overlooking a handy multi-tool as part of like your repair kit too.
Right. I think between the two of us, we take one. I think we used to both take one. And I think, I stopped taking mine. I take a knife, but I don't take I got a shovel.
You've got the shovel like combo kit. You've got a knife. And then I mean, it's not Gerber brand, but it's like an off brand Gerber multi-tool pliers, knife, scissors, you know, thing. Which I did have to use, and I can't remember why. I needed the pliers on it for something, but I can't remember.
I can't remember. I remember us having to use that, but I can't think of the reason either at this point. Too much whiskey, apparently.
Quite a bit go wrong.
Yeah. Another thing that can go wrong on the trail is you don't pack enough whiskey. And I don't have a fix for that, but other than to take more. I mean, realistically, that's pretty much the list.
The other thing, I had one more thing. This is, again, something that we don't take. But it kept coming up again and again and again in all the stuff that I was reading. Like, put this in your kit. Mm-hmm. Safety pins.
Okay. Not a bad idea.
So, some of the things for safety pins that you can fix is, A, what if you have a zipper and the tab falls off?
Yeah.
You can use a safety pin to replace that tab. Some rips in your clothing or your backpack.
Yep.
You could temporarily fix with a safety pin.
Realistically, they weigh nothing.
They take, you know, it's like,
not the worst idea.
I'm like, totally, totally good idea.
Yeah.
You know, fixes multiple uses.
On that note too, I was just scrolling through my notes, and one of the optional things it did say is to take some fishing line. It's thin, lightweight, but it's strong. Like it can hold pounds, so not a bad idea to take if you need to lash something like your tent pole if you don't have the duct tape or whatever, or you can use that to wrap around and then duct tape.
You probably could
something. So
yeah,
there's options.
I don't think that's terrible.
Or it's nylon, and if your straps are going or something, you want something thicker than thread to sew up, then you could use the fishing line to stitch your pack back up or something.
I feel like for me personally, I have enough other options that I don't know as though I would need that. I don't think it's a bad idea.
No.
And if you want that instead of maybe some of the other things that we've said, you know, I don't think it's terrible.
I mean, you could use the fishing line instead of thread. Like I said, instead of this, like a stronger thread, you could use like a 4 or 8 pound test line, fishing line and go from there. So
I think that'd be a good one. I mean, worth mentioning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. thank you
so you were, I think you were starting to say that's about it for your notes. That is the end of my notes. That
was
the last thing, was the safety pins that I wanted to mention.
if there's something we did not mention that you use and find that you won't leave home without it, let us know. We're always happy to hear other options or ideas, especially if it's something you don't leave home without. I'd love to know why, and it might be something we start incorporating as well.
Yeah. Do you got something in your repair kit or whatever that you take that we haven't talked about because neither one of us thought about it?
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. Mike and I are still kind of new at this.
Right.
And there is certainly the possibility that there is just stuff that we don't even know exists.
Right.
Or haven't even thought of using.
Or it could be something like that's not for, it doesn't work well in Michigan climate, but it works well elsewhere.
Yeah, 100%.
You know? So, because there's, I've had thoughts of venturing to other places to do some hiking, so.
I know, I'm thinking one of these days we need to go, like, out of the state.
Right, right. We need to get out of our comfort zone a little bit more here, so.
Yeah.
But
if you've got anything like that you want to share, you can always reach us on our email, which is seanmikehike@gmail.com. We're on all the major socials at SeanMikeHike or directly through our website, which is SeanMikeHike.com. Please rate, review, and subscribe anywhere you're listening to this podcast. And aside from that, I think until next time, Mike, go take a hike.
Yeah, go take a hike. We'll see you guys in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, everybody.